It's not any worse than VR Troopers.
Speaking of which, I actually have to watch VR Troopers eventually.
Well, I'm planning to review it soon. I'm assuming Dan's planning to review it, or...
I really don't know, because... they might... It's not really on our radar of things.
No, I understand. It's like, it was one of those things before the Saban brought back the show that we were meaning to review on my show, but we never got the chance.
But I mean, from what I saw of VR Troopers, it's basically, like, it feels like episodes that could have fit into, like, season 2 of MMPR.
Yeah, that's what it basically is. They are literally taking, like, some episodes, it's like they take an episode Spielbahn and an episode Metal Dart and mass it together. And some episodes you'll have like, oh, Ryan's too badly injured. It's up to you and me, Caitlin, with the Spielbahn footage to fight the monsters. Or, oh no, JB's been kidnapped. It's up to me with my Metal Dart solo fight footage to save him. And they just sort of rotate, and then when you get to Series 2, it's like, we got all the cider footage to burn through.
Honestly, like, they could have went on, too, because Exceed Draft has 3 heroes, too.
I think they dropped it in favor of Mask Rider, I think. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there were other metal heroes they could have used.
There were the metal heroes they could have made brand new shows with.
That too, but then, of course, the last usable ones, the newest ones, were B-Fighter, and after that was, well...
Well, we got Beetleborgs out of B-Fighter, so...
Yeah, after that was Kabutech and Robotech.
I mean, you do know Jamperson appeared in Beetleborgs, right?
I believe I saw that episode.
Yeah, all for 1 minute, you had Jamperson and Beetleborgs named Silver Ray. For 1 minute.
Which kind of makes it interesting that, like, at that point they must have had, like, the rights to mostly all of the Metal Hero footage.
I think it's because B-Fighter did a crossover two-part with Jamperson.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I could check because we finally have new B-Fighter Raws, but...
That's what someone said. That's the only reason he's in it. He was like, a one episode or two-parter had Jamperson show up for some bizarre reason.
I'm sure it was probably the best reason ever.
Yeah. But, God, I do kind of wish they used the final episode of Space Suicide in VR Troopers. Because then they would have to explain what Gavon and Savion's US names are.
What are you talking about? Those would obviously be the power forms for the other two.
They'd be the upgrades for Caitlin and JB. Our armor's destroyed, don't we? You'll get brand new armor for about 2 episodes.
Totally.
Series 3 VR Troopers is the Caitlin and JB show.
No, then you turn Ryan into a ninja, and then you take Jiraiya footage.
Oh, God. Ryan, activate your Japanese mode. Seriously, Jiraiya has so many bloody close-ups. They would have to reshoot a lot of that.
Reshoot? What are you talking about? He just has to dress the same. The kids won't notice.
Oh, no. Better yet. Ryan goes missing, and his Japanese cousin comes to visit to try and find him.
Oh, my God.
No, better yet. Towson shows up.
Oh,
and he's like Ryan's apprentice. I'm the ninja trooper!
Oh my God. The more I... I just really wish they would keep they kept VR Troopers going, just cycling out the Metal Hero footage.
And then series 4 of VR Troopers after we've had the weird Gavon, Savion, and Chiraya season will be Wind Spectre all the way. Caitlin suddenly a bike.
Okay.
It's all set inside the battle grid. That's how it works.
And then, like, for the actual final series, they actually do an actual normal three-person team for once.
Well, season 4 would be a three-person team. Because it's Wind Spectre.
That's true, but we need season, a little more season, interesting.
Season 5 would be JB getting injured and he's replaced with a giant yellow robot.
Oh, just a second.
It's alright.